this moment serves as an opportunity for us to tell a more complicated and nuanced story of queer liberation, because we get to talk about what was happening in the Midwest at the same time as what was happening in New York City and Greenwich Village. My name is Noah Barth, currently making a film, Free You, Minnesota's Fight for Gay Liberation. I'm an archivist, public historian, and oral historian with the Treader Collection for GLBT Studies. FREE stands for Fight Repression of Erotic Expression. And originally, the organization was not founded with that name. It only started as a class on May 18th of 1969, prior to the Stonewall Rebellion. And the class was titled The Homosexual Revolution. And the two people that started that class were named Corrine Phelps and Stephen Ehrig.
Extempore was the name of the coffeehouse. That's where I met Stephen Ehrig. He'd walk around, he wore this big cape, and he was very sort of flamboyant, a real free spirit guy, long hair and the whole thing.
It was very dark in there, you know, and candles. And she had this long blonde hair. She had this little smile. It's so entrancing. That's the way Corrine was. We talked all night. Really, from that night, we were almost inseparable.
Extempore served as a site where classes would be held for the Free University. The Free University wasn't a formal university, but was rather a loosely organized grouping of community classes. It was more of an opportunity for them to find out if there were other people like them, or if other people just simply had the same reality that Stephen and Corrine did as gay people. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mix. Stephen talks about how that class was composed of a variety of people. Some of them were from Sutton's downtown, a bar. Some of them were students. Some of them were hippies. Some of these folks that were visiting from downtown or were working class people didn't have a lot to gain by coming out as gay people. And so they were very intimidated by a homosexual revolution.
Gay liberation, for me, it was never about courses. That happened because we just needed a place to park ourselves. We needed a place that we could have a table. And we knew we couldn't bring these people to our apartment. We did. We frequently had people at our apartment. But it was truly horrifying for normal people.
Corrine Phelps notes that they talked about what gay liberation or freedom for gays might look like in the Twin Cities. And there were a lot of disagreements that were had at that first class. Some people even disagreed about whether gays should be organizing at all.
See, I was only 19 when I started FREE. And we really started educating ourselves by starting this class. We saw ourselves as an oppressed minority, but it hadn't really been put into words anywhere. Just growing up in fear and growing up not being able to talk to anyone, one of the motives was let's have social activities and so on, and the other was let's go picket, let's demonstrate. And so it always seemed to be this sort of a tug of war, you know, between people.
Then the Stonewall Rebellion happens while this class is ongoing, and the people that had been attending this class started hosting regular picnics in Riverside Park. And then shortly after that, Corrine and Stephen established FREE as a student organization at the University of Minnesota. The Extempore, it was located at 623 Cedar South. And that building burned down in January of 1970. By 1972, the activities of FREE, the organization, had fizzled out. But Corrine goes on to do other work with Minnesota gay activists, as well as other people that were part of FREE, continue to form these other organizations. But perhaps one of the most lasting effects that we can see that FREE has had is the establishment of queer groups on the University of Minnesota's campus. And the Queer Student Cultural Center is the direct legacy from Fight Repression of Erotic Expression.